fresh on the heels of National Indigenous Peoples Day, a new public monument depicting an Indigenous grandmother teaching her family members the ways of their culture is now on display in Nose Creek Regional Park. The bronze sculptures were created by award-winning sculptors Don and Shirley Begg, who run the Studio West Bronze Foundry and Art Gallery in Cochrane. The commissioning of the artwork, at a value of over $300,000, was donated to the city of Airdrie anonymously by a local family. The statue is called Stony Grandmother's Teachings, and depicts a Aithka or Stony Nakota woman educating her grandchildren. According to the city of Airdrie, the scene is intended to set in 1909, the year Airdrie was incorporated as a municipality. The monument shows the grandmother, sharing her traditional knowledge of local vegetation, with her three grandchildren. A dog, a symbol of protection, is also included in the scene. This artwork was created to honor those peoples who have been in relationship with this land since time immemorial and continue to live in the city of Airdrie, in the surrounding rural districts and in First Nations communities throughout the Treaty 7 region of Alberta, as well as the Métis Nation of Alberta Region 3. The city stated on its Facebook page unveiling the new monument. Adrian Pruden, the co-chair of the Circle Connections for Reconciliation Society in Airdrie, was involved in the consultation process for the statues. He noted the sculpture was originally intended to be installed before National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21, but that the ground in the park wasn't quite site-ready at the time. Instead, a ground blessing for that part of the park was held on June 21. Pruden said that based on the consultation process with elders and knowledge keepers, choosing Nose Creek Park as the site for the public art was purposeful, as Nose Creek carries a lot of historic and cultural significance for the local Indigenous community. "It makes the most sense in the city," he said. "It's a gathering area for the people of the city of Airdrie and obviously a significant historic tie for Treaty 7 as well as Métis Nation. That was a trade route that ran from Calgary north." Jennifer Lutz, the team lead for the City of Airdrie's Community Development Department, concurred with Pruden's sentiment that Nose Creek Park is the ideal location for the new statues. "We heard from Indigenous knowledge keepers and elders of the importance of Nose Creek to their culture," she said. "We know there are teepee rings located in the park and a lot of Indigenous artifacts. It's a known area for Indigenous presence." The site's specific location was endorsed by our Community Services Advisory Board and Council. It really was a location desired by the donor and the Indigenous folks involved. Statue co-creator Shirley Begg said the process of putting together the sculptures took her and her husband roughly 2 years. She said she and Don have sculpted a number of Indigenous-themed pieces over the years and they were highly excited to partake in this particular project, considering Don's own long-lasting connection to the Stony Nakota. "This one being so close to home was special for us," Begg said. "Don grew up west of Cochrane and the Stony Nakota people have been his friends since he was a little kid. So it was really nice to participate in the recognition of the Indigenous people in Nose Creek Park. To have such a meaningful statue close to home is just wonderful." Stony Grandmother's Teachings adds to a growing number of multicultural monuments in Nose Creek Park. The centrally located park also houses the Gwashian Totems, a gift from an old sister city of Airdrie's in South Korea, and a donated bust of the Philippines' national hero, Dr. Jose Rizal. "I think Nose Creek is the most central and used parks in the city and easily accessible," Lutz said. "It does draw a lot of neat things to come into it." A dedication ceremony for these sculptures will be held on September 30, which is recognized across Canada as the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. "The city is learning a lot about truth and reconciliation and doing things in a good way," Lutz said. "Not that we have everything figured out yet, but with the guidance of elders, we're trying to be respectful and inclusive."